Good morning. This morning I'm going to talk about our on-farm evaluation of flopyrim or Elevo as a seed treatment for sudden death syndrome management in Nebraska soybean production. So a lot of areas of the Midwest that have this issue are looking at this both in on-farm and small plots. Some of this was shared in some applied soybean research community and some other sections throughout this conference. So first I want to just acknowledge some of the people that helped make this research possible with our on-farm research network. Laura Thompson, who's here, is a coordinator for Nebraska on-farm research. Nick Arneson and Lauren Giesler are actually with the Department of Plant Pathology. So we did, Lauren's a plant extension pathologist, and Nick's a grad student, so we had some extra help in terms of looking at the disease aspect and getting extra measurements that we don't normally get with on-farm research. And then some of the other cooperators, educators like myself, Gary Leswing, Jenny Reese, and Michael Rethwich, worked with our local farmers, our cooperators, to make this research possible. So first, a little bit about SDS. It's caused by a fungal pathogen, Fusarium virgiliforme. It's a soil-borne pathogen, so when we look at this image here, you can see this is one of our sites, Dodge County 1, in 2015. You can see the spatial variability in terms of the types of symptoms, foliar symptoms that we get from SDS that I'll talk about a little bit about. And so that'll go into our conclusions a little bit. But I just wanted to let you know, we're dealing with a causal pathogen that there is a lot of variability across the field. So we're implementing field length treatments, and we'll look at the results of that. This causal pathogen was first identified in 2004 in two counties, in Nemaha County, which is southeast Nebraska, and Pierce County, which is in northeast. So over the last more than decade, 12 years, it's continued to spread. So it really covers about the east half of Nebraska. I work with growers locally, and they said, I just showed up in my field for the first time in this field. So it is continuing to spread. So it's going to continue to be an issue that we're going to have to address. The thing is that in some cases, there's hardly any yield loss. You can see in this picture that this was a different variety, actually up in this corner, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But in some places, you might have no yield loss from this disease within a field to 100% loss from premature death. So a little bit about the management options to address this disease. Again, it's soil-borne. It infects the plant early, and then you see the symptoms which are produced from toxins later in the season. And that's what farmers are seeing is, you know, stuff that happens in August and September, which was really a result of what happened earlier in the growing season that they couldn't see. So variety selection is probably the main thing growers are using right now. But the problem with that is some work was done by Wisconsin last year that was presented here at ASA conference, that just because a variety has a higher SDS resistance rating doesn't mean it's going to yield more than another variety that might have a lower resistance rating than another variety. So growers have to pick not only for an SDS rating, but for yield potential. And so sometimes you can pick a variety that has a poor SDS rating and get higher yield. And at the end of the day, yield is what pays for their operation, the run. So that's one thing they're working with. The other recommendation is to plant in warm and dry soils. But as you move north in Nebraska and you have no-till, that becomes a little bit harder in some cool, wet springs. You plant when you can, not waiting for necessarily the perfect weather whilst you'll be extending the planting season. So, and we know that delaying on purpose will cause yield loss. Through the month of May and into June, we usually get about a quarter to half a bushel per day yield loss is what we've seen with other on-farm research. The other option is trying to control soil compaction. And then the fourth one, reduce grain yield loss. We've seen, there's been observation research done that if there's extra grain that's lost either through pre-harvest or harvest losses of loose grain on the field, those can harbor the pathogen and generally see more issues. So the last one in their toolbox that they're interested in using, that's why we did this study, is adding a seed treatment that was released by Bayer Crop Science called Elevo and seeing what that can do as another management option to help with SDS. So just about our locations, we had three locations in 2015. We had three locations in 2016. There's the location names that I'll be referring to, Dodge County 1, Dodge County 2, Butler, Clay 1, 2, and Nemaha. Pretty similar in terms of soil texture. There's a lot of silty clay loam, silt loam, so we didn't have on the sandy side at our sites. All these sites were identified as previously having SDS in a previous soybean crop. So that was kind of our advertisement or requisite for growers. You know, let's do this in a field that you've had an issue with. We did take SCN by rep. And so actually the site one had the highest with moderate levels of over 1,000. fairly low levels at all the other sites to next to none, actually, in 2016. We're still collecting a little bit of information from the growers on planting date and what variety they planted, actually, yet, and we'll get that put together here probably within the next couple weeks. A little bit about how we're doing the on-farm research. This is probably six of these studies is part of maybe a whole 160 over the last 2 years that we've been doing. A lot of times we do have all the studies I've been working with are all randomized complete block design studies with either 4 or 5 reps. So we use 4 reps in this study. When I talk about the results, we'll be using observed significant level of 0.1, even though growers might be okay with something less, right? So, but that's what we've been using. The treatment options that we gave the growers were a check, so meaning no seed treatment, a standard seed treatment, what they're used to using, so that could be Acceleron, it could be Poncho, Votiva, whatever they're using, and then just adding Elevo on top of it. And that's added at like 1.18 fluid ounces per seed bag or per unit, which is 140,000 seeds. Option 2 was just standard, and their standard seed treatment, and then plus Elevo. That was only used at 1 of the 6 sites. When we talk about treatment size, these are all field-length strips. They're planted with the farmer's planter. They're sprayed, harvested, everything's done by the producer. So the width of the treatments was really dictated by their equipment size, as long as we could get a clean harvest pass through each one of the treatments. So obviously the treatments need to be wider than the width of their header on their combine. And then field length strips, they could range from anywhere from 1,000 to much longer. In terms of the measurements we took, just background information on soil fertility, SEN egg counts, which you already saw as background information. And then the other component, which takes a little bit more time when you have field-length studies, is doing SDS scoring from Southern Illinois University Carbondale scoring system. We did this in August and September, so that involves incidence, severity, and index. So what I'm going to show today is just the index score, but just realize that there's two things that go into that. There's both the incidence across the field, which is on an increment of 0 to 100, and then the severity, which is on a scale of 1 to 9. And that essentially comes together to give us a scale of 1 through 100 with the equation we use. An extra thing we added in 2016 was NDVI imagery. So when you're working with on-farm imagery on-farm and a lot of space, we wanted to see if we could use NDVI imagery to kind of support what we're seeing for the disease ratings as well. And of course, yield, moisture, harvest plant population. I'm going to really focus on the yield component on those last three here this morning. So hopping into the results, the August disease index, we have our first location here where we had a significant reduction, at least over the standard treatment, again using 0.1 for an observed significant level. We saw a decrease in symptomology in Butler County, but we saw it both with the standard and the Elevo. So, you know, just like any research, sometimes you have questions why that happened. But we'll move into what September is, but essentially 3 of the 6 sites we saw a significant decrease in symptomology with some of our seed treatments. And so this is generally around like R5, R5.5. When we go into August, when we're getting to R6, R6.5, it's a little bit more noticeable as we go through the season. So here you can see, again, our disease index score on the vertical axis and our sites on the horizontal axis. But Dodge County 1, significant decrease in the symptoms in the index score. At Butler County, Clay County, and Clay County 2, so 4 of the 6 sites, we saw a change. The things to highlight about Dodge County 2 and Clay, we just had low disease symptoms in general. Previous years, the farmers had said they had more. So that's part of the thing with this. There's an environmental aspect of that disease triangle, right? So we didn't have as many disease symptoms, even without using any seed treatment. So a little bit about the NDVI analysis. We took some in 2015 and looked at it and then actually carried through. And I kind of wanted to look at some of the things. So if you just remember, flip back. So in 2016, we had at Clay 1 and Nemaw, we saw a difference, right? A reduction in the symptomology. And so that correlates to chlorosis and necrosis, right? And that's with SDS, there's less green. So we can kind of pick that up. So let's see on those 3 sites, we would expect that we're not going to see a difference at Clay with our on-foot indexes, and we would maybe see a difference with NDVI on Clay 1 and Nemaw. And that's what we found. When we looked at Clay 1, there was higher NDVI score or index for Elevo. And if you look at a little bit at the spatial variability, again, same thing that we saw up in this corner. Here's the standard seed treatment at this site, and then here's Elevo right by it. And you can see that it's more red. That's a higher NDVI. So we could see some of that. But again, look at the type of variability we're seeing across the field. with this type of analysis. So this is what we're dealing with. It's the reality of the situation. Clay County, two site, no significant difference between any of the treatments when we ran the NDVI analysis. One thing that we highlighted, Laura did this analysis. She took out the pivot tire tracks on the irrigated fields to remove that because that shows up when you're dealing with high resolution imagery before we did the analysis. The last location, Nemaha, a little bit of an interesting result there. The highest NDVI was actually with the Levo again, so that's what we'd expect, but sometimes the check and standard aren't necessarily what we saw. And the grower, at least in 2015, looked at it and he thought there was more SDS symptoms in his standard treatment than there was over the control. So that was his observation that he had. And so that kind of showed up a little bit at Dodge County 1 in 2015 and a little bit in 2016 at this site. So that's something that needs to be looked at a little bit more closely just because we've seen that occurrence happen twice. So there might be a little bit more to learn and go back to small plot research on maybe what's going on here. Few more minutes here. Wanted to focus on the yield results at the end. So vertical axis there is your bushels per acre. This is what the farmers are used to using. So I'm not sorry if I apologize for not using metric units. And then our locations across. So at locations where we had, just to remind you, places where we saw a reduction in the amount of symptoms or a lower disease index was at Dodge 1, Butler, Clay 1, and Nemaha. So at the two sites, Clay 2, in Dodge 2, we saw no yield difference, numeric difference even, let alone statistical difference, where the disease symptoms were low. So, you know, for farmers, they want to know, if I just have a slight amount of symptoms, is it worth using this? So in this case, that's suggesting that we're not seeing a numeric increase in yield by using Levo when symptoms are low or the disease pressure is low. At sites where we do see an improvement with using SDS, at least visually, we saw a yield increase in Dodge 1 of about, depending on what you look at here, about 4 bushels, and we saw it increase about 2 to 3 bushels at Butler County. So those were a significant increase in yield with the addition of Elevo. But in 2016 at Clay 1, even though that was a site that had the highest disease score of the 6 sites, we only saw a numeric increase of 1 bushel, and it wasn't statistically significant. At Nemaha, again, we saw some differences visually in the Elevo treatment, some improvement. But just a slight numeric increase, not enough to be statistically significant. So the summary, I guess, of the yield results is if you have symptoms, there's obviously improved chance that you're going to see a response. And the site where we saw the largest yield increase with Elevo was also the site that had the highest SCN. So these are more, I guess, observations when we're dealing with on-farm research. I'd need more data to conclude that in this particular study, but that's what we've observed. So conclusions, Elevo did reduce foliar symptoms of SDS, but it did not always correspond with a yield increase in on-farm trials. Yield responses to Elevo did occur at our sites that also happened to have higher SCN populations as well. So there's a correlation there. I think the main thing that growers want to know or are having problems with is determining when to use Elevo. When you're talking an extra $15 on top of your $10 standard seed treatment, $25 an acre, how much disease pressure do I have to have, and what situations do I use that I'm going to recoup my cost? Because I need to make an extra 2 bushels an acre to pay for that. And given our financial situation in the ag economy, growers are even thinking about this more now than they have in the past several years. So I talked a little bit about the spatial variability in some of the maps, both NDVI and that initial picture at the beginning of the presentation. I think there's opportunities to use some newer technology, so using multi-hybrid planter, not necessarily to change hybrid or variety, but to use that planter to change with and without Elevo, right? So trying to only put Elevo maybe where it's going to do the best good and get the highest chance of getting a return. So that actually project was initiated here in 2016. That will be presented later on tomorrow in the 40410 on Wednesday afternoon at 1:45, where we looked at changing with and without Elevo across the field. So we could put the Elevo just where we thought it was going to be, where it was going to be worse based on previous imagery or previous yield maps. So I think that's where we're going with the technology we have today. I think that's something we can look at to maximize the return we get on a product like this. So with that, I can take questions now, or if we have time after all the speakers, we can do that.
Thank you for the presentation. We have time for a couple questions from the audience.
Yes.
With the
It was with an airplane. Yep.
On the SDN sampling map, did you just take a composite sample of each field?
Composite sample of each treatment or each rep in each field. So
on the one site that had the really high and mm-hmm.
They were just taken once. Yep. Just to get, they were more for background levels to see what variability we had across the field. The numbers I presented were the average. Obviously, there was a range. If the average was 1,100, we had sites that were, some spots that were, 2,000. Yes. Sorry, I hadn't been repeating the question. The question was there a selection criteria for the sites we selected? And yes, we asked producers to identify either fields or portions within their field where they had previously seen SDS symptoms. And I did mention that on one of the sites, specifically that I worked with in Dodge County in 2016, it had more symptoms in previous years. And the year we did the study and the variety we planted, there was low symptoms and we saw no yield response. Okay, thanks.